were going to be a labour market shortage until 2016 or 17 at the earliest, all right? We've got enough overhang now from the recession. In fact, I doubt there'll be even a shortage until 2020 if there's ever going to be one, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, because of the overhang of the current situation. Now, we've got to make a nuanced difference between a labor market shortage, which is what I talked about, and a skill shortage. In other words, there could be a general labor market surplus, which is what we have now, high unemployment rates, particularly amongst youth, and shortages in certain skills. And the chamber and like-minded groups have gradually morphed in the mid-2000s from a labor market shortage, because they saw that clearly wasn't going to happen, into redefining it as a skills shortage. So they now use the word skill shortage, not labor market shortage. Now, it's very hard to argue that, you know, if I'm driving down to a certain type of electrician or a certain type of engineer, electrical engineer or something like that, that there might be a shortage of a particular skill. It's very hard to argue against that, even in the light of unemployment rates north of 7%. So, by redefining a labor market shortage into as a skills shortage, the onus then becomes on you, what skills are you talking about? And the chamber and the conference board, for example, to just name two groups, still haven't driven down and said, well, these are the skills we need. This is where the shortages will be.
I had a call into